Do you ever think about how offending people and being offended has become a normal part of our culture? It seems like our culture is wired to look for ways to offend and to be offended, whether by social media, the news, the weather, politics, coworkers, friends, neighbors, or even your own family. Of course, no one wants to be that person who is trampled on like a doormat, but is it healthy for us to always be offended and to offend others? I think not. Controlling our tongues and our written expression in such a way as to be edifying is so much more rewarding. The greatest example of control was that of Jesus Christ. Even as he was dying on the cross and being ridiculed and abused, he said the words, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Wow, that is both supernatural love and supernatural control of speech. Rather than pouncing on the next person who offends you, have you considered praying for them? Yes, I know that they may not even be someone you like. All the more reason to pray for them. If you need an example to follow, then follow Jesus. There is no greater example than his love, grace, and words to us. How will you respond to his love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.